Coronavirus continues to upset life in Alabama with an uptick in cases going into the holiday season. One other impact appears to be at local animal shelters. APR's Bailey Majors explains that there are more pet adoptions going on during the pandemic, and shelter operators say that's not necessarily good for unwanted animals.
It's a special day at the doghouse. A chorus of barking greets anyone who pulls into the live-in area that houses two volunteer workers for the Humane Society of West Alabama. The facility includes a pack of dogs spaced out in individual kennels. It's a special day because a furry friend could soon be on the way to her forever home.
Hey, I'm Tina.
Hi, I'm Rhonda.
I'm Bailey Majors. I'm with Alabama Public Radio.
Okay, great.
Rhonda and Dyer drove to Tuscaloosa from Birmingham to meet a pup they found online. Tina Miller is an adoption counselor with the Humane Society of West Alabama. She sets up a meet and greet with any potential adoptee and the dog they're looking to make part of the family. Think of it as speed dating for a dog.
What do you think about her so far?
Oh, she's sweet as she can be.
What's her name?
Gabby. Gabby doesn't gab very much.
No.
Excitement builds as Gabby plays with her potential owners while getting a lot of belly rubs and treats. This seems to be the new normal with many animal shelters as COVID-19 continues to surge in Alabama.
Normally, we may see 3 adoptions a month.
Tina Miller with the Humane Society says the pandemic hasn't affected the shelter too badly. In fact, she says adoption rates are booming.
And over quarantine, we would see 12 to 15 adoptions a month. We get almost all of our dogs from Metro Animal Shelter, which is the local government-sponsored and government-run shelter here in Tuscaloosa. We were not even able to get dogs from Metro for a while because their adoption rate was also so high.
Miller says while the pandemic has led to more adoptions, there are still some downsides. That includes losing student volunteers and having to cancel fundraisers that normally bring in a lot of money for the shelters.
Being a nonprofit, we live off of donations from generous people, and then we live off of fundraisers. And unfortunately this year, we've had to cancel 2 of our biggest fundraisers that we will make over $50,000 with. And we've had to cancel a 3rd.
Miller is also the vice president of the board of directors for the Humane Society of West Alabama. She says it's been a challenge to come up with other ways to keep the money flowing.
Now we're trying to think creatively out of the box. What can we do to raise money? Because not everybody thinks about, let me write a check to the Humane Society.
As more adoptees turn to the Humane Society of West Alabama, Miller says they're careful about who the dogs are sent home with. She says not everyone who comes in looking for a furry friend gets to leave with one.
We do ask them to think about their motive behind adopting. You know, is this a quick fix? Are you sad? The one thing I've been really afraid of, but I haven't seen any evidence of this yet, I was concerned that we would have a lot of returns, and we haven't had any from the COVID adoption.
Miller says these questions are important because not every adoption has a happy ending.
Unfortunately and sadly, we do hear some pretty sad horror stories.
APR wanted to give fair warning to our listeners that these details may be hard to hear.
Just a couple of years, a dog was left in a crate for a long period of time in an apartment. He did end up dying. He was not one of ours. The student kind of left him.
Miller says to keep something like that from happening, the Humane Society of West Alabama has a strenuous application process for students looking to adopt.
One of the questions that we do ask and that we do follow up on with the parents of the university student is, you know, what are you going to do with your dog or your cat when you go home? And then we also ask that of the parent of the student. We have to hear an actual plan.
Miller says they do everything they can to avoid sad endings, but sometimes circumstances change. She says she's seen a case where a family had to choose between feeding themselves and feeding their dog.
Especially these days. I mean, people are struggling to make ends meet. You know, they've been furloughed or they've been just totally laid off. Unemployment ends or they can't find a job and they're looking around going, well, what can I do to save money? And sometimes they look at that dog and say, you know, you cost monthly. Something's going to have to give. And sometimes it's the pet, which is always hard to do that.
The nonprofit also offers hope to adoptees who can no longer care for their pets.
We have a saying here at the Humane Society of West Alabama that all of the dogs that come through our facility, they'll always secondarily be ours. If something should happen, we gladly take them back. No judgment, you know, no questions asked. We find another good home for them.
Tina says the overall goal is to find the right fit for everyone.
So you know how to introduce the two. On neutral territory.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Rhonda and Dyer have been vetted to adopt Gabby, and they're excited to take her home to Birmingham to meet their other dog. But at the Humane Society of West Alabama, the adoption process doesn't stop here.
And so they'll get to keep her for like a week to 10 days, whatever it takes. And then if everything goes well, they come back and don't have to bring her. And we'll do the adoption agreement and go over some paperwork, like medical work.
The nonprofit also has Feline Friends for those who aren't dog people.
The cat house is open Saturday mornings as well. People can walk in, and they are back open now. They were not open during quarantine, but they're back open now Saturday mornings. You drive up and see the cats lounging on the window seats that we've got made over there, and you just... If you love cats, it's cat heaven.
As COVID-19 continues to complicate life in Alabama and the holiday season creeps up, Miller says the nonprofit could use any assistance that's available. That could be volunteers, donations, fostering, or adoption.
It all begins at our website at humanesocietyofwa.org. And we have a great list of things that we could use at both the cat facility and the dog facility, that never ends. You know, we still have to feed them. we still have to care for them. We still have to clean, which we've been cleaning even deeper than ever, you know, with COVID.
Along with the shelter's wish list, adoptable cats and dogs, and an application to become a shelter volunteer can also be found on that website. Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.